الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فإذا نقر في الناقور فذلك يومئذ يوم عسير على الكافرين غير يسير. In the previous ayats, the beginning ayats of the Surah Muddathir, Allah Ta'ala commanded Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to start with his great mission which he was sent for in this world, and that is to convey the deen, to make tabligh of the deen and convey it to the people. So for that there was great, Allah Ta'ala says, وَلِرَبِّكَ فَصْبِرْ, and make sabr for Allah Ta'ala's pleasure. And in the path of Allah Ta'ala, lot of difficulties and hardships are always encountered. Lot of criticism, lot of opposition you will always get in when you want to present the true deen of Allah Ta'ala to mankind. So Allah Ta'ala told Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to exercise patience at all such times. And this is not going to remain forever. A time will come when you will be compensated and your great returns will come to you. That is, this dunya's life is a life of tests and trials, tribulations. But finally, Qiyamah will come, and then the truth will be made very clear and manifest. So Allah Ta'ala says, فَإِذَا نُقِرَ فِي النَّاقُورِ فِرْ جَبْ بَجْنِ لَگِي وُكْهُوْكْرِ چِيز. And when the trumpet will be sounded and the day of Qiyamah will be heralded in, that will be a day when now all true things will come out. And Allah, and it comes that that trumpet today also, if we hear a loud sound, a disturbing sound, it has a terrible effect on the mind of a person. And this trumpet that will be sounded will last for a whole day, and extremely loud it will be. And then Qiyamah will come. With regard to that day, yeah, in this place Allah explains certain aspects of the day of Qiyamah. فَذَٰلِكَ يَوْمَئِذٍ يَوْمٌ عَسِيرٌ پھر وہ اس دن مشکل دن ہے. And that will be a day that will be very hard and difficult for a whole day to hear that terrible loud sound that Qiyamah has come in. It will be a very, very difficult day. عَلَى الْكَافِرِينَ غَيْرُ يَسِيرٌ مُنْكِرُوا پر نہیں آسان. It will be very, very hard for those people who disbelieved in Allah Ta'ala, who did not believe in the day of Qiyamah, that such a day will come. However, Allah will make it easy for the believers. They won't find it difficult at all. Now further, Allah Ta'ala explains the incident of one person was one of the arch enemies of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and made a lot of propaganda against Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Waleed ibn Mughira. So Allah Ta'ala says, oh my beloved Nabi, you carry on with your work, and this person who is your terrible opposition, you leave him to me. I will sort him out. I will deal with him. And that is the most serious thing. When Allah Ta'ala deals with a person, Allah avenges a person. With regard to this, we should also consider for ourselves, many times we make lot of zulm on our wives, and they have no recourse of going anywhere else for a help to anyone. And if she turns to Allah, and Allah Ta'ala takes a person to task, then that will be very, very serious for that person. So Allah Ta'ala says, ذَرْنِي وَمَنْ خَلَقَتُ وَحِيدًا. چھوڑ دی مجھ کو اور اس کو جس کو میں نے بنایا ایک کا. Leave him to me. I will deal with him whom I created one and alone. One explanation of that is that every person comes in this world alone without anything whatsoever. Nobody comes in this world with a bank balance, with a shop and a business or anything. Everyone comes alone. And then whatever he has in this worldly life, it is a gift from Allah Ta'ala. This is our mistake, that we think it, that I have earned it, my hard work, etc. But it is only a gift of Allah Ta'ala. The other explanation is that it refers to this arch enemy of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Waleed ibn Mughira, that he was the only son of his father. And he had lot of wealth, lot of business, He had a huge, very, very huge farm, fruitful farm in Taif, which gave its fruit in summer according to the seasons of summer, and in winter according to the fruit of winter. And he had a lot of income, and he was an extremely wealthy person, and the people of Mecca used to refer to him as Rayhanatul Quraysh, the flower of the Quraysh. Rayhan is a special flower. He was extremely wealthy, greatly respected. They regarded him as a judge. All matters they should take to him. But he was, when revelation came to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam called people to Allah Ta'ala, he went completely against Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And when the people approached him and asked him, what must we do? He said that spread this propaganda that he is a madman, na'uzu billah. That Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is senile, he doesn't know what he's talking about. And he himself used to walk in the gullies and alleys of Mecca and tell the people that they should not listen to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah further explains with regard to him, وَجَعَلْتُ لَهُ مَالًا مَمْدُودًا. Or diya maine usko maal phaila hua, and I gave him a lot of wealth, a lot of business he had, lot of income he had, extremely wealthy and very greatly respected also. Wabaneena shuhuda, aur bete majlis mein baithne wale, and he had 10 sons of his. And all 10 sons of his used to be sitting with him everywhere and always respecting him, increasing him in his honor, in his respect. And for all his other work, he had other workers to work for him, to see to his business, to see to his farms, to see to everything. There were other workers. His 10 sons were always around him and always showing him great respect. وَمَحَّدْتُ لَهُ تَمْهِيدًا. اور تیار کر دی اس کے لئے خوب تیاری. And we had established a great empire for him. He was like a great, big person. ثُمَّ يَطَمَعُ أَنْ أَزِيدْ. پھر لالچ رکھتا تھے کہ اور بھی دوں. And then, like which is naturally what human nature, he had this greed that I must even get more. How much he had. He was regarded as the king of Mecca. But he wanted even more and more. So Allah Ta'ala explained that this was a person that though he had so much, but he did not respond to the call of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In fact, he went against Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And he caused great hurdles and great problems, and he made a lot of propaganda against Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah Ta'ala in front then explained how he was taken to task, not only in the akhirat but in this very world also, in spite of having so much, how he was brought down on his knees and Allah Ta'ala totally destroyed him. So we are taught here that for the sake of deen, we must endure whatever difficulties and hardships come and carry on, and Allah's help will be there awaiting. Wa akhiru da'wana.